Welcome back to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library. My guests today are Matt and Aaron from the band Overman. And guys, we've been talking all about the band and all the great music you play. And first of all, to start this segment, we have to talk about the website, which is www.overman.info. And why don't you tell us, there's just so much on this, so much content on this website. And I think Dave over here was actually looking at that website. And tell us all about what the website is about.
Well, what we wanted to do is we wanted really to be able to produce everything in-house, from videos to recorded songs to our own website. So instead of outsourcing and handing that to anyone else, we've just studied hard and learned hard and gotten the correct technology to actually build these things. Now, with the website, our goal was we want to make it a good time. We want to have people coming back. We want that to give them a reason to come back instead of just stumbling over. We really want to promote ourselves through there. So the best way to get people to come back to your site all the time is to have daily updated content. So we made an oath to do that. And then from that, it spawned off, okay, well, what do we update daily? So instead of just becoming, you know, just about new songs or a new show, we've really tried to span into all sorts of different media. We have an illustrator signed on who does comic strips. We do music videos that Aaron puts together straight from the garage, from shows. We do video blogs, which is, you know, a little bit more maybe lighthearted or introspective look at different aspects of it. For the listeners,
Dave is checking out the site right now, and he's very, very interested. He's laughing. He's enjoying the site very much. So,
yeah, we try to, you know, just have a really good, fun website that's going to be updated all the time. Bunch of inside jokes, bunch of outside jokes, and just a bunch of great media that you come back to daily and check out.
Right, and also that you have a MySpace, which is www.myspace.com. Overman is coming. And tell us what's on this page.
That's kind of a subsidiary of our main site. Like, we tried to kind of mirror that to look like the site that we built. And MySpace is a great, amazing place to promote, and we love doing that. But our eventual goal with that is when people go to the MySpace is to come back to overman.info, because that's where the real deal is.
It's just so important for a band to, it's almost required for a band to have a MySpace page now. But we're doing our best to drive them straight back to overman.info and hoping that once they get there, they won't go back to our MySpace. You know, they'll be addicted to overman.info. That's www.overman.info.
Yeah, we encourage everyone to check it out. Now, as far as your audience, I'm sure you get a variety of ages, but at a typical Overman concert, do you see a lot of young people, grandma and grandpas, or a mixture of different ages that enjoy your music?
It's a mixture of all different walks of life, you know, from if an all-ages show, we'll have, you know, 15-year-olds there all the way up to grandparents. And really, it speaks to the nature of our music and that everybody can enjoy it, you know, and it's just a fun show. There's no reason not to come to an Overman show because you know you're going to have a good time. So our fans are definitely from all different kinds of walks of life.
Right. So now, it's again, getting back to the songwriting, we're mentioning a little bit about that. But now, on average, how long do you think a song takes to write? I know it varies from, you know, different songs, but is it, of course, we got to ask the corny questions. Does the music come first or the lyrics? But usually it varies and it's a mixture. But for you, how long do you think one of these songs come?
Sometimes songs never actually are done. You know, like the artist never really wants to let go. There's always maybe that one note you could find or that one piece. I guess the line where it stops is where you get to add too much in and you're like, okay, now we got to pull it back one. But it's, you never really let go of the songs.
On average, 24 days. How long it takes. No. For me, the words usually come first almost in every song I've ever written, just about. I'll have the words first, and after I, you know, it might be a case of after I write the first line, I'll know the music. But for me, at least, I don't know about you, Matt, but for me, it's usually the words first.
I write a lot of different melodies and rhythm guitar parts. Like, if you listen to the voice list on my cell phone, the majority of them would be me going bow, 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 chip, bow, wow, wow, into it.
We both have we had on our old phones the left arrow button on our phones to immediately record. And every, you know, 3 or 4 months we'd compare, and it'd be just some of the most ridiculous stuff. You know, some of it would actually, you could hear the song in there, but some of it would just be, I want attention from you. That kind of stuff.
So, yeah, a lot of different music. And Now, right here, you have your acoustic guitars, and, you know, we're going to have a few songs in just a bit. But the question is, do you find yourself doing a lot of unplugged acoustics, or are you an electric band, or a little bit of everything?
Not enough unplugged for my taste. We're almost exclusively electric, but not necessarily by choice, I guess, just kind of by necessity and what we are used to doing. We definitely want to take a look at doing more unplugged shows if we can find the venues for them, you know.
Finding some places where we could all sit down and play a little bit quieter. We got a lot of songs where a lot of the different dynamics and a lot of different pieces of the songs will really flourish acoustically. But me, at my heart, I love just going out to the garage and rocking, plugging in and hitting that A chord.
He's a Pete Townsend wannabe.
Yeah.
Better than the real thing.
Okay, and now this is a two-part question. And I guess one, where are some of the other places, if any, you know, around the Chicagoland area that you've played? And two, where would you like to play anywhere particular, you know, in the world?
Well, we've played kind of throughout the Midwest, a bunch of different colleges, as far down as Carbondale, Illinois, and Hangar 9, as far up as Madison, and we a show in Detroit, and then, you know, east and west throughout a little bit. We've yet to go on, like, a national tour, but as far as places we'd really like to play...
I guess right now would be the Rhinum Auditorium down in Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry, just because everybody who's played on that stage and the history and the tradition, I don't know.
I'm dying to get really broken into Chicago and have some. I love those bars like Shuba's and Martyrs.
Yeah,
and
Chicago
just,
first and foremost.
Yeah,
for us.
Just some of those places are just outstanding to get to play.
We couldn't be in a better market for the position we're in as a band. Chicago is a great, great place to be in for music.
Yeah.
Exactly. So right now, as we're in the heart of the summer season, do you find yourself doing summer concerts? Are you still doing the bars scene, or how does that work?
Well, coming up through this summer, we were in that mainly production phase, and we didn't even really look too hard at booking. That's something that we're just starting to do now. So we have about four or five shows right now on our list, and hopefully by the end of the next week, we'll have four or five more. And hopefully in 2 months' time, we'll be doing somewhere between 5 and 8 shows a month, and we're really just looking forward to it. It's great and fun out playing, you know?
Right. So now it was great. Like you said, you just got done recording or in production. So I guess the question is now, not to look too far ahead now, but when is the next Overman CD going to come? Do you have a set time schedule that you do it? Or
we actually have a whole new look and theory on the music industry. You know, we've really looked hard at this, and we feel like so many of the old models are dead, you know, as far as distribution and even as far as the concept of an album. Don't get me wrong, I still absolutely love albums, but as far as marketing one nowadays, what we're kind of doing, instead of, you know, putting together an album and then being gone for 2 years before the next release, we're looking at aiming at putting out single after single after single. And if we could get all those within a 2-3 month gap of each other and just keep promoting and keep pushing and building that catalog, we're looking at maybe like a compilation album after we get about 10 of these recorded. But right now, it's just kind of we're looking at more EPs.
Right. Now, as far as different mediums, I'm not sure if we mentioned if you have done music videos or plan to do any sort of music video.
Well, we've done, the thing is, with our site, we have music videos and we have video blogs. The music videos are going to be what we've recorded in our super awesome, super galactic garage at the place where we live. We have it all decked out. It looks like it's a club. We record onto Logic Pro, which is an audio mixing program, and we have two HD cameras. So we do like music videos with that, and then we record at a studio in the city and do kind of more music videos, I guess, for those, more produced, I guess is what I'm getting at. They follow a little bit of a story, and they are more produced and more polished.
Right. Okay, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for our last segment. My guests are Matt and Aaron from the band Overman. You're listening to the Mike Carey Radio Show, I Am the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library, and stay with us for our last segment.
This is a new song I just wrote a couple days ago. I'm tentatively calling it Mission Statement right now. Yeah, when I became a man, I would do the best that I can. But the stagnant purpose list of actions made me want to cry. Why on earth was I here? Or the whole earth for that matter. And the frightening ponderance of what happens when you die. In my search for the answers, I came along only by chance. A mode of ration, no thinking of reason and of science. And it took some time to understand the implications. For generations, humans have been ruled by superstitions. And while misconceptions rule, technology abused. A brand new cycle of misunderstanding ensues as we drift slowly backwards from understanding the changing world which we live in. Darkness creeps into the hearts of men. Last time humans left the path of knowledge and reason, the ages may have been dark, but they cannot be forgotten. So now I stand here with a purpose. There are many ways to curse this darkness. Light a single candle, let it penetrate the night, and hope that it finds many sisters, many brothers. There are many different battles, there are other forms of light, and they all strive to pierce this darkened veil full of blackness. Try to educate the masses, try to better all our lives. There are, you might find it in a classroom, or a novel passed on to you, in a conversation with enlightened friends late at night. And for these thoughts, I thank you. Without them, what would I do? I would not be the same person standing here before you. Now it's time to do my part, to regift the joy in my heart, to join the battle willingly, the fight for our minds in the only way I know how, by singing my heart out. And every time I play these songs, I feel as if I'm dropping bombs. And if you'd only sing along, then darkness become light. And in doing this, I will know the peace that comes from humble, the self-correcting science, a candle in the night. And even if my thoughts never create your question mark, it is always better to light a candle than to curse the dark.